Midwest winters are particularly hard for people without permanent housing. Side Effects Public Media's Sebastian Martinez Valdivia takes us to one city where community members are stepping up to help.
At the Broadway Diner in downtown Columbia, Missouri, owner Dave Johnson is used to serving unhoused people.
On the daily, you know, just by our location here by the Flat Branch, there's always been folks that live over there.
When they come into his diner, Johnson feeds them and offers help, but he says he often gets turned down. Nevertheless, he can't help but notice the effects of the elements. He recalls looking at the hands of one recent patron.
I kind of took a slide picture and asked a doctor friend of mine, is that frostbite? And he's like, yeah, that's frostbite and it's really bad.
Johnson says he's noticed more people in Columbia concerned about homelessness recently. He's seen that play out through involvement with his Kind program. That started as an effort to feed kids when Columbia Public Schools shut down at the start of the pandemic, but has shifted to feeding anyone in need. Johnson also has a little free library in front of the diner to provide cold weather gear free of charge. He gets emotional talking about the unhoused people he serves.
It's a shame because they are our society, and they're not being served by our society, and they're not benefiting from being part of this society. And it just really gets me going.
In the years leading up to the pandemic, homelessness was on the rise nationwide. COVID has disrupted data gathering on how many people live in shelters and on the streets now. But Steve Hollis suspects the numbers are up in central Missouri. He's with the Columbia Boone County Public Health and Human Services Agency.
We are just seeing a lot of new faces in the last year or so. We have dozens and dozens of housing choice vouchers assigned to folks, and we simply cannot find housing for them.
Those vouchers are supposed to help very low-income families access affordable rental housing. The shortage, here and nationwide, means more people rely on local shelters. The Wabash Bus Station in Columbia serves as an emergency overnight warming center. It's been at the heart of debate over the city's unhoused. The city council was initially resistant to raise the temperature threshold to open the Wabash Station shelter, but after a protest and pushback from activists, the council recently voted to increase the threshold from 9 degrees Fahrenheit to 25 degrees Fahrenheit. Renee Maxwell with Operation Safe Winter Columbia would like to see more action.
Our city continues to drag their feet on doing something about that, and they keep pretending like, oh, they're doing the best they can, but they're not doing anything.
Maxwell's group provides tents and other supplies to unhoused people. She says it would take years to get a full-time emergency shelter up and running. In the meantime, her organization has started a fundraiser to buy more tents for a supply drop planned for the end of February. I'm Sebastian Martinez Valdivia, Side Effects Public Media.
Side Effects Public Media is a Midwest reporting collaboration focused on public health.